Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired Profiles roots rocker Peter Rudy and his balls-to-the-wall release, Mud Shack. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today I'm pleased to be giving it up for roots rocker Peter Rudy and his gritty new release, Mud Shack. I had a chance to speak with Rudy in regard to the new release and the stories behind his music, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. Here is Peter Rudy with the title track of his latest CD, Mud Shack.
Move across the water, deep inside the rain. I heard the man singing in a slow, easy way. He was beating down his foot with a bone-crushing beat. He was driving down the dirt, he was shuffling at the feet. Standing up on brushes, helping out with the crush. Grapes in the stir, and whispering the word.
There's a little mud shack, just across the border. Teresa kneels with a trowel in one hand and peppers in the other. It's 98 degrees, even with a breeze off the water. It's dusty and dry, but this beats many other. And she's getting up, she's just barely awake. Can you feel the wind? Deep blue ocean waves pounding on the sand. All right, back home again. There's a narrow dirt path winding on down. There's a board out on the sand. Teresa's rubbing in some wax, getting ready for a go out, pulling back her long black. It's about 3 to 4 and they still got some shape. Something about Teresa's hard to say. There's a little mud shack, and she's getting up, she's just barely awake. Can you feel the wind? Down the coast, there's two guys knee-deep in the kelp, pulling lobsters off the rocks with their two bare hands, making off with quite a haul. Looks like a boy and a man. There's fire in the spit, they're passing round beers. One guy's got a guitar and there's something in the air. There's a little brown dog snoozing by a boot, and she's getting up, she's just barely awake. Can you feel the wind? Back home again.
That was Peter Rudy with the title track of his latest CD, Mud Shack. Visit Peter at his official website, www.peterrudymudshack.com. I had a chance to speak with Peter in regard to his new release, and here's how it went. Well, Mud Shack is a great album, and now that all the work that has gone into it is behind you, how do you feel about the end result?
Oh, I'm real happy with it. We had so much fun making it. It originally started out as just a three-song. It wasn't even going to be a CD. And by the time Jeffrey Halford, who produced it, by the time we got around to learning the three songs, I had a bunch more songs, and then we just kind of kept going from there. And by the end of it, we had 11 recorded songs. So. And it was just really fun. I mean, the whole process was great. Adam Rossi, who also produced it and was the engineer, you get in his studio and things kind of happen, the unexpected things that we had a few songs that we thought were going to maybe sound one way, and they came out sounding completely, totally different, and that was really fun. And so, I like it, though. I really like it, and my wife likes it. So that's very important. She likes it, so, and then the kids like it, so that's good, because they ended up hearing it a lot. So, but it was fun. I'm real happy with it. Can't wait till the next thing that we're able to the next time we're able to get in there with Adam and Jeffrey.
It's funny you mentioned Jeffrey. I actually interviewed Jeffrey 2 years ago.
Oh, great!
Yes.
What was his latest CD at that point? Was it
Oh, goodness, it was 2 years ago, and apologies to Jeffrey, but it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, right, I think it was Broken Cord.
Broken Cord was the album, yes,
yeah,
Broken
I mean,
Cord.
It's funny, because it seems like it wasn't that long ago that he recorded that, but I guess it was a couple years ago, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 2008, I remember, was when the economy started going to hell.
Yeah, but that would be about right, that's about it, yeah.
So talk about how you met up with Jeffrey Halford and Adam.
Well, you know what happened. I mean, Jeffrey and I go real, real deep. I've played music in my years here. I've had two major partners in music, and one of them is Jeffrey, and we've known each other since we were in fifth grade. We grew up together.
Oh.
And according to Jeffrey, we met over a baseball game where. He wanted to join the game, and I said he couldn't join the game, and a fight ensued, and that was our introduction to each other. That's his story. I don't know how much I believe that story, but anyways, so he's been bugging me for a long time to record some stuff, and I haven't really found the time, and what happened was a friend of mine, a good friend of mine from coaching baseball, just walked home one night and dropped dead, and I wrote a tune about him, Spread Oil, and after I wrote that tune, I thought, I have to record this tune, and Jeffrey thought, yeah, you do got to record it, that's a tune to record. So we had a lot of fun recording that one, because there's horns on it, and he'd never worked with horns before, and we just kind of, his little boy had a music teacher who was a sax player, and he said, well, let's bring him over and see how he sounds, and he's great. He's from the Philadelphia, he's got kind of a Philadelphia sound to him, which that's where he's from, and that was a lot of fun. So, but anyways, the whole project really is Jeffrey's. A lot of it is just Jeffrey's push of, look, you got to do this, man. I don't know why you think you don't have to do this. It has to be done. So we and then through Jeffrey, I met Adam, and we had the cast of. Musicians that he got together were just amazing. There was one of the songs, the last cut on the CD, there's a fella playing sousaphone, and he was just a guy that they knew who lived down the street from the studio, and it was kind of late one night, it was at least midnight, maybe 1 a.m, and Jeffrey thought, I wonder if Ed Ivey's around, we could get him, he lives right down the street, so he calls up Ed, and Ed says, yeah, I'll come over. And so he pops over, and he just walked there, and he's walking through the kind of industrial part of San Francisco. It's late, and there's kids that kind of see this guy walking. That's all he's got is this huge sousaphone that he's carrying around, and he's kind of playing it a little bit as he's going along, and he said it took him a while getting over there because every time he'd turn another corner, there'd be somebody there who would say, hey, man, let me hear what you got, man. Let's hear it, you know. And he ended up playing it over there, and that was just one of those, it was another one of those just fun parts of it, and it ended up kind of making the song, really, you know. It gives it that sort of Carney feel a little bit, or really puts a lot of fun in that song, so. But we ended up kind of running, and there was another guy who played on the instrumental track who's sort of a famous, well, I don't know if he's famous, but he's a fantastic surf guitar player that Jeffrey knows, and the drummer had played with before, and so he just kind of called him up, and turns out he doesn't live that far from where I live in Berkeley, and he said, oh man, you know, I'd love to play on that song. So he came over and played some 12-string electric guitar on that, and he kind of made that tune, you know, so it was a pretty loose affair, really, and like I said, we just had a lot of fun with all that was kind of going on. We were really open to anything, all the ideas anybody had, they were totally welcome, you know. It's nice when you get together with musicians of that quality where they just have great ideas, you know.
So, and why the name Mud Shack?
Well, that was the, you know, I had some other names for the collection of songs, and that was one tune on there, which I'd kind of been playing around with that song for a long time, and when we decided to, I'd never finished that song. It was a long time ago I had it, and then when Jeffrey said, well, you know, you got any more songs? And I said, well, I'm sure I can find something, you know, and I had like kind of half that song written, and then once I came up with Mud Shack, then that song was done, and then when we were trying to come up with a name of it, I wanted to name it Mudball for some reason. I don't know why. I just thought, because there was a couple baseball tunes on it, and somebody recommended, oh, you know what, you know, Mud Shack is such a great name, you know, you could kind of visual, so I my wife might have even come up with, hey, well, why don't you name it that? So that's, and it's kind of how I end up writing songs and looking at music. It's kind of all, I start from a pretty garagey place, you know, where it's just usually it's usually in the basement of our house, which, or down at my yard where I have my business, and it's kind of not much more than a mud shack, really. So that's kind of, and I actually, when I was living in New Mexico, we talked about that earlier, but I was working on an adobe house, so I kind of sort of like the connection there, if there is anything there. But and there's actually there's another song on there that was written pretty much, it's about the Zuni Pueblo, which is not very far from where you live,
no,
or where you guys are hanging out in Albuquerque. But it's when I was living there, I got real interested in the Zuni Pueblo. I was there working on an adobe house, and I ended up finding out about this guy named Charles Loomis, who was a real character in the late 1800s, who hung out in those areas and kind of befriended a lot of the Pueblos there, and he ended up living at the Isleta Pueblo for a while. And anyways, part of that story of that song is about Charles Loomis, so he just kind of, there were some connections there, so it all kind of ended up with Mud Shack, I guess, where it all kind of fit and felt right to me anyways.
How did music, oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
How did music begin for you as an individual? How did that start?
Well, I guess it's, I mean, you know, a long time, I mean, I just have always been really interested in music. I came from in our house growing up, my father was a violinist, and my brother was a violin player, and so every single night from when I was 4 years old on up, my brother and my pop, they played violin together and then the living room for an hour, minimum hour every night. So there was a lot of that, and my dad was a big jazz guy too, so he was always listening to Nat King Cole and Brubeck, Oscar Peterson, Stan Kenton, all these guys, you know, like that. He had some Charlie Parker and that sort of stuff. So I mean, that stuff never really, I never really thought about that. I mean, I never reached for it, you know, and put it on when I was a kid. But when I got a little bit older, I started really having a real love for a lot of that violin music. But I probably, like the rock and roll part of it, probably started with all that. I mean, I learned to play guitar maybe Oh, God, probably in college, you know, I learned to play guitar. Actually, Jeffrey was my first guitar teacher and kind of showed me how to play chords and stuff. But then when that whole, you know, even before that, when the punk stuff happened, I just thought, God, this is the greatest thing ever. Anybody can do this. You don't have to really be that good, you know, and you can go out there. And the other guy who I've always played music with is John Calloway, who's on the CD, too. He plays on Just the Two of Me on that. And he and I have always had just so much fun playing music together, and we're both kind of like, when we play together, we're just like we're like the ultimate garage musicians, and we just bang it out and turn up the amps and just have so much fun. So I've always really loved that part of it too. There's not much of that on this collection of songs here, but so yeah, that was kind of my introduction to it. And then I just have always liked, I really like writing songs, I guess, so that's sort of the most fun, I guess, for me. And and performing, I like playing a lot. But so I never was a guy who would hang out in his room and practice a lot. But if I'm hanging out in my room and playing guitar, it's usually writing a tune, you know, or trying to learn a song. So, but yeah. So, but this area too, the Bay Area in the, you know, late '70s and early '80s. I mean, there was a lot going on. Berkeley had a whole bunch of clubs. San Francisco had great clubs. There was a lot of great blues music around here, and so we would go out, I mean, probably three nights a week and see great, great stuff. And so we, you know, I was playing a lot of guitar then, and I was in a band with actually Jeffrey and Johnny. We played in a band where we used to play, we would play at anything, you know, anybody would, any kind of a show we'd try to get. We ended up playing at fraternities and parties, and we played at coffee houses and anywhere. John and I used to have a little band called Two Hacks, and we used to get these really great gigs, like art openings. We played at the mayor's ball one year when they elected a new mayor in San Francisco, and we get kind of funky little gigs. So that was all, you know, that's always a fun part of it too, you know.
Visit Peter at his official website, www.peterrudymudshack.com. From his CD Mudshack, here is Peter Rudy once again with Honus Wagner's Bat.
He had the secrets of the world, straight out of New York town. 10,000 winds have got him here, tumbling around, and the world is sorely spinning now. Just trying to get some back. That heart as big as Honus Wagner's bat. Please remind me now, as the spring's about to bloom, as I'm getting on with life and I'm feeling young and loose. Please remind me now, as I'm strutting through the park. There's a stitch down patch to bring us through. Some catch it, throw and run. Let's put the bases in and rush off home. Your soul is in your sun. Wet down the mound, opening day. This year's coming back with a heart as big as Honus Wagner's bat. Behind a rack, about a heart as big as Honus. Dennis Wagner's bat. Please remind me now, when the courage is running thin, and I'm getting on with life, and looking where to turn. Please remind me now, that I can light up the dark.
From the new album, from Mudshack, what songs resonate for you the most personally and why?
Well, I guess they all have a certain bit of, you know, they all have some sort of depth to them, really. There aren't really any just like sometimes I write silly songs, you know, that are just really don't have much depth to them, but they have one level that's fun. And all these... There are certain things about these songs that are really kind of hit home. I guess though, with all the tunes, you know, Honus Wagner's Bat is the one about my friend Fred who passed away. That one kind of, I mean, I think, you know, it's like anything. When somebody dies, you start thinking about your own mortality. He was just about exactly my age. He had a couple young kids. My wife and I have three boys, and so. That one kind of hit home, and I'd never really tried to tackle anything like, you know, mortality and that. But that one, but they all have something, you know. Like the first tune's just a tune about how great baseball is when you. It's really about kids playing baseball, and it was sort of how I grew up too. When we'd be hanging out at the park, and someone would come along. You know, I wouldn't be at the park. Actually, I'd be at home, just kind of lying around. Doing something, I don't know, throwing rocks in the creek, and someone would come by and say, "Hey, man, let's go down to the park and play over the line. You know, let's go down to the park and hit some balls. You know, throw me." And that was kind of that great part of baseball for me that was so fun. And it was a summertime deal. You know, we'd go down to the park, and pretty soon that was our day. And we would go through it and thinking at different points of the day we were Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and Sandy Koufax and everybody. You know, so that one kind of is. Brings it home, you know. And I guess those songs are kind of, you know, they sort of are more personal, you know, like that Dum Dee Dum song, which is I think it's the third song on the CD. That one is more of it's kind of a story of riches to rags kind of story about somebody who had it all and then lost it all. And that one's just kind of something that that's not really a personal thing. I hope it's not a personal thing. Well, there aren't too many riches here, but you know, that one's just a story about sometimes you meet these people who kind of have it all and there's no way they can lose, you know. And the second somebody says that, you know, especially if you're a baseball fan, you're probably a little bit superstitious, and the second you hear somebody say we're going to win this game, you just cringe because you know that the second they said that, you're in trouble. But it's kind of like that's one of those tunes, you know. But it's not so much personal, it's just kind of a thought, you know. But but I guess real personal songs, just the two of me, maybe, you know, that's an older song that John and I used to play a lot, and that one, I guess there was a point in my life where that was exactly what was going on for me, you know. And yeah, so that was a lot of fun, though, doing that one. The guy who played bass on that actually is really this great bass player who just has kind of some real real rock and roll instincts, and he was having so much fun playing on that one. He wanted to play guitar after we finished the basic track, and he's like, "Hey, can I pick up this guitar and play some rhythm? I got this thing in my head, you know, it's like kind of a Clash thing. I think it'll work, you know." And So we're like, oh, sure, you know, go for it, you know. So that was a fun one to do, too. But.
What would you like someone to come away with after they've heard Mudshack, the album?
I guess my goal with it is just to want it to be entertaining. So I have, a lot of the songs are kind of different, you know. They don't really follow any straight line of, there isn't, I mean, the sound is the difference in it. I listen to a lot of college radio, and I still do. Cal-X in Berkeley, I think, is just one of the greatest stations ever, you know, and I love it. And they might play a classical piece and then a jazz piece, and then they'll play Chuck Berry, and then they'll go back and play a folk singer from the 40s, and then they'll play a new guy who's playing electronic music. I like that. So I like the mix, and I guess I want people to think it, be able to groove it and like the grooves on it, and then at some point maybe even listen to the lyrics, you know, because I think there's lyrics there worth listening to. But mainly it's for entertainment, you know. It's not for any kind of a, there's not any big message here, and there's not, it's just I want it to be, you know, I want people to be able to enjoy it and put it on and feel good when they finish hearing it, you know. That's what my wife says, when she listens to it, she always feels good, you know. So that's kind of, and I kind of feel the same way, that's sort of important for me. There's a lot of music that I actually really like, but I kind of, it kind of bums me out, you know. I listen to it, and it's like kind of about depressing things, and I mean, there's a point in time for that, but I just don't feel like I'm very good at writing those kinds of songs, and I don't necessarily always want to hear them either. So I kind of leave that to people who do that, you know, better than me, and just try to make it. I mean, there's an instrumental on there that I think is just really fun. It just puts you in a special place at the beach, and even Mud Shack is just about, it's a story about going south, you know, going over the border and meeting up. I met a woman years and years ago on a bus stop, actually, in L.A., and I just really enjoyed her. She was working in a house in West L.A., and she was just waiting on the bus stop going home, and home was maybe, I don't know, like an hour away or something. We got to talking, and so that song kind of came out away from that, because it's a song about a surfer, a young woman who lives in, a young Mexican woman who surfs and goes down to the, I mean, if you've ever been down to Baja, there's these just beautiful stretches of land over the most beautiful ocean you could imagine, and there's not big hotels, there's not a whole bunch of stuff going on, it's just the ocean, and you know, so that's a reality. You can just walk down to the beach and go surfing, and I've been down there surfing before, and it's great, you know. So anyways, but that's kind of that's sort of what I kind of want to put people in another spot. If, you know, whatever their reality is, maybe go somewhere else with it for a while and just sort of kick back and enjoy it. So that's the goal. I don't know if it's you know, all the way successful, but I think it maybe have some success with that.
Visit Peter at his official website, www.peterrudymudshack.com. From his CD Mudshack, here is Peter Rudy once more with Dum to Dum.
All right, baby, hoop de doo. There is no way, honey, we could ever lose. Just throw it on down. Have some fun. Come back later. Just soaking up the, we're soaking up the, soaking up the sun. Oh.
Some disco, I got me some funk, just rolling in it, one happy drunk. I walk the streets like I own them all, righteous and cocky, dum de dum de da. I just can't deny it. I do what I need,
satisfied.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Peter Rudy and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. Check out Peter at his official website, www.peterrudymudshack.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com.